And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, what's this about home tattoo removal? Could LeBron do this at home? He was complaining about one of his tattoos on his upper left arm. Could he do home tattoo removal at home?
Let's hope not, Mike. You know, this is one that is becoming very popular. There are many, many products out there.
Magic
that
wand!
Are supposed to remove... What's that? Magic wand. That's right. That's one of them. And then there's a Neomaglite. That's another one. That's a light one. There's Wrecking Bomb. There's all sorts of stuff. So the question is, do they work? And in order to answer that question, we have to understand what tattoos are. Now, they're unregulated pigments, Mike, unregulated by the FDA. They can have absolutely anything in them. There are no regulations.
What do you mean can have anything in them?
Well, there can be heavy metals, iron, cadmium. Who knows? There are no regulations. It can have organic materials. So the dark ones like blacks and dark blues and purples, those usually have heavy metals in them, mostly iron. The lighter colors, yellows and oranges and reds, often have organic chemicals in them as opposed to metals. So all those are particularly bad for you, by the way. And in particular, because they're not regulated by the FDA, we're actually allowing people to put drugs in their body with, you know, under the skin without any regulations whatsoever. Having said that, once about 60 or 70 million people in the United States have tattoos now, it's a crazy number. Once we look at those people, we know that many of them want these tattoos off because, Bridget, many people get tattoos without really thinking about it.
But not it's a permanent
reminder of a temporary feeling.
That's right. And why do you think they're open very late at night? Because when the alcohol starts to flow, it's a lot easier to make that decision. So.
True.
Or my favorite ones are the ones done on the beach in Venice, California. Unbelievable. How's that for sterility? But all those things aside, many people get these tattoos and then want them off as early. I've seen people the next day. The next day they've come and they've called my office at 9 in the morning. Can you work me in? I got to get this thing off. Well, it's true.
Is it easier to remove if you get it quicker?
No. I don't think there's any evidence. There are no studies that have been done. I suppose it might be, Mike. But what happens is that dye, the material, is quickly incorporated into cells. So it doesn't stay between cells. It's part of the cell. And the cells see it as something foreign, and they eat it because they want it away from the rest of the cells. So because of that, it's within your skin. It's not just floating freely. You can't just erase this stuff. So, and it's fairly deep in the skin, and it depends on the type of tattoo. The professional tattoos, it's a uniform depth, and the amateur ones that when you numb up the area with an ice cube and tattoo yourself, which so many people have done, with a needle and some India ink, and that's how it's done. Those things are of varying depth, so they can be very deep or very superficial. So now the laser is the best way to remove these things, and what it really is doing, it is burning out the tattoo. It's burning it out. It's heating up the pigment, and it explodes the cells, and those cells die. The pigment gets released, and it disperses. Other cells pick it up, and you have to do the laser, have a treatment anywhere from 3 to 20 treatments to get rid of these things, and then you're left with the ghost of the tattoo because it's just a burn at that point. It's a scar. There aren't any real good ways to remove it otherwise. But these things that you're talking about, Mike, are these creams that people have been using. So do you think they work?
I don't know. This one wasn't a cream. The magic wand heats things up, and there's all kinds of warnings.
Yeah.
Don't use it on thigh tattoos. Be careful if you get it in your and it says there is a cream, but it also heats the cream, apparently.
I guess, yeah, no, it doesn't, yeah, help.
Well, you know, the creams themselves do not. But some of these techniques use microdermabrasion, so they're trying to create a little bit of a wound. Some of them, you know, there's these massager type of things to remove the epidermis and get this, get these creams in deeper. There might be some benefit to some of these creams with the combination of the cream and the mechanical technique, but I don't recommend it. I think it's really dangerous. You're basically creating a wound in your body and in a non-sterile situation. There are cases of what's called hypertrophic scars, big red ray scars from these treatments. There are cases of infections and things like that.
Okay, well, we're going to do a tip of the week then, Arthur. And we'll come back next week with more from Dr. Perry. But right now, type of plastics to live without. If you've been meaning to get iffy plastics out of your life, this news could be a kick in your pants. Exposure to BPA, you know about. That's in receipts. But DEHP, it's a phthalate found in many plastic household items, has now been linked to reduced thyroid hormones, which every cell in your body and mind depend on. While more research is needed, we're not waiting. We nix plastics made with BPA and now with DEHP. Now we're shunning thermal paper receipts like those at gas stations and fast food restaurants, which you handle with your hands, and then if you eat, you get the BPA. That's especially true to avoid if you're potentially pregnant. Imagine picking up something linked to cancer, miscarriage, fertility, decreased fertility, obesity, immunity, and sexual development problems. You'd throw it away faster than Peyton Manning would write. That describes BPA. Similar lab studies have now linked DEHP and other phthalates to low sperm counts, reproductive problems, and liver cancer. BPA is likely to be in older, clear, hard, refillable plastic water bottles, pitchers, and baby bottles. Most new models say BPA-free on them. But it's also in the lining of about 80% of food cans, so choose fresh or frozen foods or look for can labels that shout no BPA. And turn down all register receipts and wash your hands after reading them. About phthalates, six have been banned from cosmetics and kids' toys since 2008, but others still lurk in toys, food packages, shower curtains, raincoats, hoses, even shampoos. So tip from a toxicologist, avoid stuff with a plasticky odor or air it out in the backyard or porch for a few days before using. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. We want to thank Sonar for great engineering, Bridget, if you will, Adam Bernstein, Gary Ginsburg, and Ashley for great guest appearances. Remember, Top Dog is a book. And thanks, Sonar, and especially you for listening to us. We'll be back with a new show next week. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Email us anytime at udocs@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.